You're gonna fucking
Love
dig
Talk
this
Radio.
Shit. See? See what happens, James? We happen to
I have excellent news for the world. There's no such thing as New Wave. It does not exist. It's a figment of lame Kant's imagination.
Yes, sir!
Oh, yes, sir. I'm about ready to throw my headphones off myself here with that one, James. Hey, everybody. We got a loudmouth over here to my side. You don't know when to shut up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show, Scene Coast to Coast. My name is Patrick Starfish, and this guy here that's been joining me every week since day one, Mr. James Smith. How you doing, James?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, hey, what do you think of that intro?
I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, you think, you thought, oh, wow, this is, wow, new wave, man, new wave. Well, nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Hey, guys, this is Scene Coast to Coast. We have out of the St. Martin Parish in Louisiana, we got Cheater Pipe, bro. We got Cheater Pipe. This is going to be a fun show. These guys are fun guys. Got a loud trio going on there. Been wanting to get these guys on for a while. When I first contacted them, James, drummer Dick, who is joining us tonight, and Mr. Creosote Jones on preaching and the vocals
and
all
guitars.
I don't know. You guys are gonna fucking love this shit. Dick was in a pretty bad car wreck, busted himself up pretty bad. Got in touch with him. About a week or so ago, I said, hey, man, I want to get you on the show. So I want to find out how Dick's doing, man. It's really, really good to hear that he's in recovering, man, because that's, I've been in a couple car wrecks. I fucked myself up pretty good, but I never broke anything. I almost broke my back, but I'm still standing, man. I'm still standing. But
that's right, bro.
Hey, it's a call. Yeah. It's a call-in show, guys. Here's the right number, 563-999-3799. James, you got those digits in front of you? What's that number?
One more
time for the ladies.
563-999-3799. Hello,
yes, ladies. Sir. Hello. So, hey, let's quit messing around. One more time. 563-999-3799. Hey, guys. It's Dr. Dick and Creosote Jones. Right here.
Yes, sir.
You got him live. Hearing him right here. You don't have to call me sir. I know who my daddy is.
Well, it just rolls off the tongue, you know?
It does. That's what she said.
It's just a southern thing, dude. It's just a southern thing.
It
man.
Is. Respect, man. I respect you, gentlemen. We appreciate that. So, hey, guys, welcome to the show, man. You guys are holding up pretty good through all this this COVID-19 coronavirus shelter-at-home thing. You guys are holding up pretty good with that?
Yeah, we are at a sterile environment at the gambling room right now, so everything's clean around here, brother.
All right.
That's
I appreciate
cool,
that. Safety first, man. And just in case y'all don't know, Scene Coast to Coast, we are compliant with the social distancing, as it sounds like you guys are too, man. So, once again, Jake, it's really good to have you here, man, and that you're recovering. But here's the question that I have at times forgotten to ask. I got to know about the name. It's a fucking killer name, guys. I love it. It's just one of those things where you got to go, yeah, I got to check these guys out just by the name. Whose idea was that? How'd that come about, man?
I guess it was mine, man. It's just something always in the back of my mind. My old man was a mechanic, and I just thought it'd be a good name for a band, and I guess it was.
Yeah, I think it works, man. Yeah.
How long you got?
Yeah. Yeah. How long you guys been together?
You gotta have that, and you gotta have that damn cheater pipe to fucking use that wrench to break that fucking nut.
Bust a nut,
bolt.
Gotta
bust a
nut,
here.
Yeah. How long you guys been around, man? What was your? How long you guys been around, man? When did you guys start? When did you guys first get together and start putting stuff down?
Man, I guess about 15 years we've been a band, man.
Ah, no shit. You guys got longevity.
Oh yeah.
15 years.
We're working on it.
All right. This is a story I have to bring up because I remember seeing Cheater Pipe back in 2009 at the Renaissance Club in Lafayette.
That
and it was
accurate.
With a. Oh yeah. fucking. Y'all was playing with Black Ferratu and the Blessed.
Oh yeah.
Johnny Hare.
Yep, Johnny Hare.
Hey, what y'all doing? What y'all doing?
Hey, who you got? Who do you guys have with you there?
It's our other bass player, Megan. She's sitting in tonight.
Bring her into the fold. She can get up there on the mic. What's her name?
Her name's Megan.
Megan, how long you been with these fools? You've been playing, keeping with
about,
these, you, you've been with these guys.
3 years, you know, standing.
About what?
3 years, you know, standing.
3 years? But it sounds like you're having a good. It sounds like you're having a good time back there. I heard somebody laughing, so I figure we should just get y'all into this fold, man. So come on in.
Why the fuck would I not?
He's a Camden Room staple over here, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so
let me finish this.
You guys all live in the same place. James, go ahead. I keep stomping on you, brother. You go ahead.
Let me finish this story. I remember the last song Cheater Pipe did. It was a Misfit song, and they had one of the guitarists on Black Ferratu who was drunk off his ass.
Oh, that was Ronnie Famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
I think the dude just about fell off the fucking stage when y'all was doing that fucking song.
Oh yeah, he's a serious punk rocker.
But dude, y'all put on a great show that night, dude.
Yeah, I think it might have been a 4-piece back then.
But do y'all also remember that place I used to have in Bro Bridge? It was all ages place, and it was like all fucking mud and shit.
Oh, no, you're talking about the MVC, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we played there, too, in Coolville. That's down the street. It's down the street from the gambling room right here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I used to not live too far from that place, man.
I'll be damned. Yeah, we've been at it a while, man. We played all the shitholes.
Oh, dude. Well, that's how you get your name out, is when you play the shitholes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
you know those shit. Some of those shitholes are some of the coolest venues that I've ever been to. I think probably I couldn't tell you who played, but I went to a show in Petaluma, California, which is probably about 50 some odd miles north of San Francisco. It is like a chicken town, all about poultry. And I went to a show in a fucking chicken coop. It was like, you know, one of them big, dirty, long, roof falling off chicken coops. And I don't know who played, man, but I love places like that because, you know, I've seen some pretty cool bands in places like that, man. So ain't no shame in a shithole.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I say it with affection. I say it with love. Shithole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
hey, guys, it's a call-in show. 563-999-3799. We got Cheater Pipe here on Scene Coast to Coast.
Hopefully, Mr. Jones help you out, man.
Yeah. It's we got the Love Doctors on today, guys. 563-999-3799. You have relationship problems, you know, call in, you know.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. So, what's that, James?
What's up?
What's up? Oh, right. I thought you see. I'm talking on you again, man. So,
right,
you guys, I know you guys are. You guys had. Did you guys have anything planned going on here before all this? You know, the coronavirus and the shutdowns of the clubs in your area. I mean, do you guys have any plans that kind of got shot down due to this?
We were going to do some shows now that Dr. Dick's back on his feet, and we had some good shows lined up, man, with Choke and Honky, and but they all got canceled, you know, so just kind of sitting back. We're always recording music, so we just keep on doing that for the time being, and, you know, when the water's right, we'll jump back in.
Yeah. You guys You guys got any plans for tours or anything coming up in, you know, later in the year if possible, or maybe 2021, where you guys might be heading out, say, maybe to Arizona?
Oh, I don't know. That's farther than Blue Bridge right there, boy. We don't have a plan on tour. We try to fight it.
Oh yeah.
That's along for the ride.
That's right.
Yeah, I know these bars. They don't get too far from out of Louisiana.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, they need to. I have no gratons over there. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm gonna have to. I might have to arrange a little road trip myself somehow. Just to make check you guys out on your turf and just about every place in between.
Yeah, man. Come on. No, but we'll try to get out. You know, maybe to somewhere this year, maybe next year, do something.
If the price is right,
the price has got to be right. I mean, you guys. I mean, yeah, you got to be able to afford to get around. So, you know,
it was like Henry Rollins said, "Get in the van."
You know,
just don't
get in the van.
Just don't get in the van that offers candy.
A lifetime fucking candy. And you guys have talent like nobody around.
Hype man, manager,
nobody around.
Bass player extraordinaire, Megan, ladies and gentlemen.
So, you know.
Hell yeah.
We'll move
over, Flavor Flav.
Look out. Look out. So,
I don't remember Megan being in the band, but I remember your old bass player.
But he's still our bass player, but we like to revolve him in and out. That's right. Low C is always present, but we stick him in and out.
He's a fart.
Right, Lil C, he's a long distance runner. He's running like ultra marathons and shit. So he's sometimes he's busy.
The faster dude.
I hear you, dude. All right, here's a thing I want to ask about.
What's up?
Was that fucking skateboard guitar you had when you played Sweet Leaf?
Oh yeah. I've had that custom made by a luthier in Italy, and he shipped it here at great expense. With he wrapped in the finest silk, and
really,
and I've been playing it.
I saw that one video. I can't remember who put it out. I think it was that dude It was never on YouTube, but it was that dude that puts out videos for local Louisiana bands, and it he showed you playing fucking Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath on that fucking guitar.
Yeah, man, it's our gimmick. It's what I like to call the T-shirt seller.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just a long board with one string on it, and you know, it's not too technical, but it gets a lot of
it
gets a lot of eyebrow raises.
Yeah, well, Eddie, I've seen it, and I'm sure Eddie Van Halen's Frankenstein ain't got shit on your fucking skateboard, man.
Yeah, man, there's some YouTube on skateboard videos, I'm sure, if you dig around.
So hey guys, what's the scene out there like in your area, St. Martin Parish, Louisiana guys? We're with Cheater Pipe, 563-999-3799. What's the scene out there, guys? Like, I mean, what's some of your favorite venues that you guys like to go to? You know, as far as maybe any of the other bands out there, man, what's it going on? Are you guys alive and kicking, or what's going on out there?
Well, there's really like one place to play that I'd recommend. It's Boom Boom Room around here, and Nick's a real cool dude. He lets us use his cabinets and shit, so we don't have to haul all kind of shit out there. And like I said, we don't get too far out of town, so I'm not really the guy to talk to about the scene. But there's a couple bands that I like that play around here. Farming the Void from Lafayette is good. Old English. Those guys are great.
Big Frank.
Big Frank. Large Marge. Devon Dukes. All those guys are bands that I really like.
Oh, yeah.
You think that is that scene pretty live there, or when I was in Phoenix, I mean, it was pretty much happening here, but now I'm closer to the Prescott area, and there ain't shit up here. So, you know, if I want to go see anything worthwhile, I've got to go back down to the valley. So, you know, there was a joint up here that they've had a couple bands play, but they're trying to, you know, bring you know, punk rock karaoke and stuff like that, but as far as anything really happening, man, it's all down in the valley.
Yeah, it's kind of I guess it's hit or miss, but like I said, man, I don't really listen to music unless it's my buddies or I'm making it, you know what I mean? So I don't really have a finger on the pulse, you hear me?
Because he's so
cold. I'm at the shed, you know, doing work.
Doing work.
Going
that new.
Yep.
I know. I mean, I remember when I was in Lafayette, Al Mort was fucking happening.
Those bars are bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mark,
yeah.
That dead metal,
bro.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
What's that?
Hell, me and Jonathan Bork used to have a fucking band together.
Oh, yeah, that dude's a maniac, man.
Who's that?
Bork,
bro. No, what band?
What band you again?
We started a band called Disemboweled Christ.
Yeah.
How did that not come up on the offensive band show?
Hey, me and Dr. Dick used to be in a band called Mutilated Bitch.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yep. Hell
you know,
yeah.
You don't want to tell nobody.
Hell fucking yeah.
You're in like, man, what's the
we
name
might
of
have
band?
To.
Do... I'd rather not say.
It was like before I even moved to Louisiana, when I was still living in Georgia at the time, before then, I me and a few of a friend of mine's band started a band called Mangled Fetus.
It gets real, dog.
So you guys, how many albums you guys got out right now?
We got two out, but man, we got a fuckload of shit that we need to put out, like all kind of shit. But we we're pretty much more out on the computer, so we need all the help we can get.
Yeah. But shoot me a line. I'll see what I can do for you. I'm actually helping out the band we had on last week. Or more of a goth post-punk outfit out of Chicago, Solemn Meant Walk. So I'll be doing an extended remix for them here in the coming weeks. But if there's anything I can do for you, or we can do for you here through Scene Coast to Coast, we will promote the fuck out of you guys. Anything we can do in that aspect, because that's what we're all about, man. But
that's cool.
Whatever
that's
we can do there, yeah. You guys do vinyl or CDs, or you got is that all everything digital online?
We got some CDs. We don't have any vinyl yet, but like I said, we record. We do a lot of tracking ourselves, but as far as mastering and putting it all out, that's where we I like to have some help to get it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on Spotify.
Well, shoot,
and all
shoot.
That.
Yeah, shoot me some tracks, your individual tracks, man. I'll get you my email, when we get done here, I'll shoot you that. Let me see if I can help do something for you guys and help you guys out, man. I'm not looking for money. I don't give a fuck. But if I can help a band out and help you guys out in any way, man, give me a shout, man. I'd be happy to help you guys out in any way I can. Yeah.
Yeah, or not. We're not rich. We're just a bunch of poor-ass white boys.
But that's what the show's all about, man. Is helping you guys out. Come on, man. We got 7 minutes left. You guys out there listening, don't make us do all the talking. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid.
Yeah,
I called
about this show, man. That motherfucker was supposed to call in.
Who was supposed to call in?
My buddy, Brian LaFleur, Duck.
Dude, call in, man.
Yeah.
Don't be a wimp. 563-999-3799.
Oh, yeah.
You got the number. There's no excuse.
Call in.
Pop a top,
yeah.
Spark a bowl, fire up a fatty, I don't care, whatever it takes to get your courage on, man, because I tell you, I'm doing this stone cold sober tonight, and that really doesn't happen all that often. 563-999-3799.
I'm actually doing this buzz, so.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Who's that buzz? You got a buzz call.
I'm buzzed.
Buzz.
So you guys all excuse me. You guys all live in the same place? Excuse me. You guys all live in the same place, or are we just talking to get y'all together?
Well, we congregate at the gambling room from time to time, and we caught us all at the gambling room this evening. And This is like our secondary headquarters, if you will. Like the camp. Like the camp away from the jam room.
That's
right. It's not the official cheetah pipe jam room, but it's close. It's the gambling room.
It's the gambling room. Yeah.
We got lucky tonight.
Yeah, you sure did. Your number came up.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Never knew you might pop in at the gambling room. At the gambling room. At the gambling room.
You never know what's going to happen, man. You never know what's going to happen,
right,
man.
You never know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and that's kind of that's how this show goes. You never know what's going to happen. You know, so we do a little bit of planning here, but for the most part, it's just kind of like we throw caution to the wind, man. And we let it happen. Whatever happens, and that's the way it is. And it's all on archive, so there's no real way of denying anything, because the internet's forever, guys.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah.
And this show is meant for fun. It's not meant for It's not meant for fucking just being seriousness or whatever. It's like, we want y'all to have a good time too.
Yeah, we're not serious at all.
Yeah. So what's coming up, guys?
I know you guys say you got
a lot of material. You guys been doing some recording. Can we expect anything like a new track coming out here anytime soon?
Yeah, man, we got two more albums to put out, and also like three volumes of cover material that we like to call pipe dreams, and it's all
yeah.
cover songs. We have at least three volumes of that, so I'd like to put all that shit out. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, looking forward to that. I'd like to seriously hear some of that, man.
Yeah.
So definitely.
We do renditions, not covers.
Renditions, not covers. I like
That's
the
right.
sound of that, man. So hey, if people want to hear your stuff, if people want to hear, real quick, we got 3 minutes left. I want to get this track of the week on. Real quick, throw out your any place where we can hear your music. I know we can find you on Facebook, merchandise, whatever. How can people get in touch with you if they want to do that?
Probably Facebook is your best bet. But we're on Spotify, all your digital platforms. You can buy it on whatever, Amazon, iTunes, all that kind of shit. You know, like
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, possibly. I'm a moron when it comes to shit like that. I might have set it up, but I forgot the password. You hear me?
Take your chances, guys. Go to Bandcamp. Look up Cheater Pipe. Take your fucking chances right there, man. But we'll make sure to get all that out for you on our Facebook.
Yeah. Get in touch with us.
Yeah. Hey, let's do this. Track of the week. Then we're gonna do some. We're gonna do some overtime, guys. We got Chinese handcuffs, Cheater Pipe, track of the week, Steam Coast to Coast.
Plastics and ties. There's no room in the middle, man. You have to pick a side. Some call it luxury,
All right.
Hey.
Hello. Song kind of long. Hello.
Hello.
I mean, yeah, turn that shit off.
I am from Bolty Towers. Oh, shit, dude. That was a great show.
You think so?
I like these shows.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Might have to get on here regularly.
Hey, there you go, man.
Live,
every
you know.
Tuesday
right.
night, man.
Every Tuesday night, huh?
Yeah. And call in and just fuck with us.
Well, that is something to do, huh?
There you go.
The mystery men, boy.
Don't tell nobody.
Where's Patrick at?
I don't know. Shout out.
Yeah, I'm right here, man. I've been talking, and you guys have been talking, and I turned everybody's mic on but my own. Real professional-like. But I tell you guys, I was going with the conversation, man. I was really into it, man. I really thought I was kind of going with the flow, man, going, yeah, man. You know, this is great. Yeah,
yeah.
Great show. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Man.
But I'm here, man. I didn't go anywhere. But, Mr. Dick, Mr. Creosote Jones, Megan, you guys, y'all, thanks for being with us, man. I really dig your stuff, man. I really do. We're going to put some more stuff up on our Facebook page, put your links up, and, you know, where people can pick your stuff up digitally or get their hands on a nice, shiny, compact disc.
That's right.
So,
get some of that.
But, you know, thanks for being here. Dick, I'm glad you recovered, man, because it sounded like you were pretty messed up there, brother.
Oh, yeah, he was in a way. He's like a cockroach. He's coming back.
But shit.
But it's it's rock and roll, guys. You know, like I say, I really dig it, man. Don't stop me to 15 years, man. That's pretty fucking awesome, man. You guys been kicking around that long, man.
I'm gonna say this. Cheater Pipe is better live.
Oh, yeah.
Cheater Pipe is better live.
You get to lay
James, I will meet you in St. Martin Parish. You and me, James. St. Martin Parish. You and me, brother. Yeah.
Right, we'll go to the game.
Go run it.
Maybe we might have to sit outside, but we'll be here. The gambling is about 6x6. You can't fit too many people in here.
I live in Georgia, and I still have a 337 area code phone number on my cell phone.
Yeah. Man, where do we find the archive for this show, man? On my computer
right now. I'll get that to you if you go to... If you just go to blogtalkradio.com/scene-coast-to-coast, that the archive will be up probably within the next, I guess usually maybe takes about 10, 15 minutes for it to go up live for you guys. And we'll share it, and I'll send you a link in at your Facebook just in case. So anybody that missed it can actually tune in and check some of this out, man. We had a good time. We had a good time with y'all, man. Really, really appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, cool, man. We had fun too.
And I
all
really
right.
pushed for
James,
you guys to be on this show.
You didn't have to push too hard, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. James, you got any final words before we shut this thing down for the night?
Yeah, I'm too drunk for this shit.
I've
had good news for the world. There's no such thing as new wave. It does not exist. It's a figment of lame Kant's imagination.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, man. Cheater Pipe, we'll see you next week, right? Right.
Sure. Leo.